This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back, Joe Messina Show. I'm your guest host, Whiskey Dave. Always good to be with you and sitting in the chair for Joe, and a pleasure for those that are listening out there wherever you are. If you're driving, listening at a home, on the radio, or online, you can find Joe at joemessina.com, and you can always give us a phone call. Third hour, going to be opening it up. Got a lot to be talking about in the third hour, and if you want to join the conversation, give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. Fascinating discussion that we just had with Eric Karen, who we were briefly talking about because it was breaking news during the second to last commercial break that the appeals court, according to Just the News, the appeals court panel allows the DOJ, the Department of Justice, to continue reviewing the documents from Trump's raid. Two of the three appellate judges are Trump appointees. So a panel of three judges for the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals has allowed the Department of Justice to continue reviewing documents the FBI seized from Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, upending part of an earlier ruling from the district court judge. U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon earlier this month enjoined further federal review of the documents and appointed New York Judge Raymond Deary as special master to independently review them. Trump has not even attempted to show that he has a need to know the information contained in the classified documents, the panel wrote, nor has he established that the current administration has waived that requirement for these documents. So the panel ruled unanimously, and again, I'm going to repeat, two of the three appellate judges are Trump appointees, as is Cannon. So that is breaking news. I don't know what that means as far as what this raid has found, the documents that are supposed to be secured, documents that were kept either in an unsafe situation in Mar-a-Lago or not. Apparently, there was discussions about nuclear documents. That has been since debunked. Really, we don't know. Everything is conjecture right now. And as long as you're staying off the talking heads on cable news, you probably are getting better news directly from outlets like this. But we don't know. What we do know is that there are several folks from the U.S. Attorney General's office over the years, people in the know, that said that indictments are probably likely. Again, we don't know. We can only use the information that is provided to us by, and I hate this term, I'm sure you do as well, quote-unquote, experts. So we'll see what this all means and how this is going to unveil itself But the question that I have for you is this, and obviously we had today New York Attorney General Letitia James. She filed a fraud lawsuit against Trump and three of his eldest children as well. So you've got this just continual drumbeat of hit after hit after hit. And, you know, the January 6th committee, they're going to be finishing up by the end of this month. That was by design, 6 weeks before an election. Of course, it's not political. Of course not. But you've just had this continual drumbeat of hit after hit against Donald Trump, the former president, and many people believe could be the next president of the United States. The question is, what is it? What is it that they are so afraid of? They are preventing this man from gaining power yet again. He is probably, and I'm going to separate the man from the policy, because I know there's a lot of listeners that absolutely love Trump. They will follow him over a cliff. There are others that love Trump's policies and do not like the man, but would vote for him because it's the policies you're voting for. So whatever your position may be, and of course there's some people that just hate him and his policies outright and could never vote for him and think he's a racist. Okay, not too many of those people are listening to the show, I assume. But what is it that they are so afraid of? That's the question. He is probably the only man, and maybe, I don't know, DeSantis could do this, that is questioning the absolute power of the deep state, of the bureaucratic state, of the unelected masses of government employees that make policy in this country. You know, the federal government is one of the biggest employers in the world, if not the. And after the Inflation Reduction Act was just passed, they're about to increase that by 87,000 people. So what is it that they're so afraid of? Because one man is such a threat to the status quo of the cronies on both sides of the aisle, by the way. Republicans don't get a pass on this. They've been just as complicit as growing government as big as it's become. It was never supposed to be this big. So we're going to be talking about this for this hour and a whole lot more. We've got a great guest coming up. You know her. It's Dr. Karen Sigmund from the American Freedom Alliance. And we're going to be talking about the globalist puppet masters. Who are they and why it matters? Don't go away, folks. Real Side Radio is coming back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want. want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
And welcome back. Joe is not here tonight, folks. This is Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe as I sit in every week or two, and it is always a pleasure speaking with you across the fruited plain. And if you do miss Joe, you can go listen to his show at joemessina.com. But I am delighted this second hour here to be talking with somebody who I proudly call a friend of mine, Dr. Karen Sigmund, Ph.D. She is the president of the American Freedom Alliance, and the AFA has got a seriously incredible an event coming up here that nobody should be missing. Karen, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm terrific, Dave. Thanks. So glad to be talking with you. Just wonderful.
Yeah, so I gotta, first of all, we're gonna talk about your event that's coming up here on October the 1st and the 2nd. That is the Globalist Puppet Masters, who they are and why it matters. Let's jump in with that first because, I mean, with everything that is happening right now, geopolitically, we're talking about the economy, we're talking about, obviously, immigration and everything else. Talk about why this event is so important today.
Quite simply, and it's really no exaggeration, it's everything. It's everything. There is not a piece of our lives that aren't under this kind of manipulation one way or another. And if someone had told me that, well, people did tell me that 2 years ago, I thought they were completely insane. Conspiracy theorists, that makes no sense, blah, blah, blah. We have elected officials, blah, 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 all this stuff. And, man, after COVID and watching the uniform response around the world that made zero logical sense if one's goal were, in fact, public health, but every kind of sense if you recognize what the goal is, which is globalism and global control, and I have a lot more to say on that. But once you realize that, you start actually seeking answers as to why this all went the way that it did, you realize the pandemic was just the lens that we were looking at that revealed that all of this had already been going on. And it's been absolutely fascinating. Why does it matter? Because it's everything. From presidents of countries to pandemic responses to, you know, bogus climate change, draconian totalitarian measures to erasing borders, which is the immigration thing, to crashing the stock market, to ESG scores, to whether or not you'll be able to turn your seat on and whether or not what kind of car you'll be able to buy here in California at 2035, we won't be allowed to buy, when they're not going to be allowed to sell, we're not going to be allowed to buy gasoline driven vehicles, which means we'll be all on the grid, which means total control. And you can be sure that what happens in California won't stay in California because we're one of the biggest markets. And so car manufacturers, whether there are regulations or not, are going to start tailoring their manufacturing towards that. So it's literally every aspect of our lives. It's schools, it's CRT, it's LGBTQRST, it's identity, it's sexuality, it's race, it's everything that goes on in education. It's what is in the movies. It's how our streets are laid out. It's zoning. It's, you know, that's the teeny tiny level to open borders and being attached to the grid. And it's really nothing less than the subversion of representative government. So if there's one piece of your life, you think, oh, but this, nope, you're wrong. One way or another, you're wrong. One way or another, it's controllable. And it's war on humanity, and it's heading towards even weirder stuff than that. So,
I can't imagine it getting any weirder, but it's every day I'm more and more surprised. But, you know, when we talk about this subversion and just the title alone of your conference, the Globalist Puppet Masters, it reminds me of what was his name? Obama's chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel. And he's often now quoted statement is never let a crisis go to waste. Who were the globalist puppet masters that didn't let COVID go to waste? I mean, a lot of our listeners here will agree with the supposition that COVID won the election for the Democrats, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. COVID broke the country. No, let me take that back. Never let a crisis go to waste. But there's a corollary to that. Even a thing that's not a crisis, if there's the potential to craft a crisis around it, you have to do that too. And when COVID happened, I remember thinking, this is like the Reichstag fire.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really matter, in fact, how it started or how big a thing it was. It will be used as an instrument to seize complete control, to silence all opposition, to do everything in the name of security. It's really, that is what propelled Hitler to power, not just his, you know, persuasive speeches or ideology. No, no, no. He seized power on the back of, oh my God, the communists set fire to the Capitol. We can't let that happen. And so he banned them and so on and so forth. So it's not even let a crisis go to waste. If you might even create a crisis or turn what is a molehill into a mountain, and from that, craft a response that is completely totalitarian and talk about the election. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worse than that. It's when you walk around seeing people, even now, wearing masks, this is how deeply they got into people's psyche.
Yeah.
The economy was broken. How many businesses are out of business forever because of that? I mean, all of it. I mean, the reach of that. And again, if it had been really for public health, it would have gone a completely different
way.
Yeah,
Karen, let's point everybody to your website so they can learn more about the Globalist Puppet Masters Conference on October the 1st and 2nd before this first commercial break here.
Yes, AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. We have a quick description there, and then there's a link to our Event Create site, Eventbrite, when our normal platform wouldn't let us post it.
And you just got a new special guest. Quick, who's the headline special guest?
Oh, my God. We have Steve Bannon, which is just freaking me out.
It's Bannon's War Room, former Trump strategist. Yeah, everybody needs to check this out, American Freedom Alliance. I've gone to a bunch of your conferences over the years, and, you know, you just outdo yourself each and every time. And we're going to have to talk more about this after the break. We've got Dr. Karen Sigmund, president of the American Freedom Alliance, joining us here at Realside Radio tonight. Don't go away. We'll be right back after the break with more.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
The House has passed a bill to reform the Electoral Count Act, an effort by Republican Representative Liz Cheney and others to prevent another January 6, 2021, when supporters of former President Donald Trump rioters stormed the Capitol in an effort to disrupt the count of the electoral votes from the 2020 presidential election. The act will ensure that Congress receives an electoral certificate from each state that accurately reflects the will of the voters, requires Congress to count electoral voters as the Constitution stipulates, and reaffirms that the Vice President's role in approving electoral votes is merely ministerial. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
And welcome back to Joe Messina Show, Realside Radio. And after the third hour, you'd like to give us a phone call, you can always join in the conversation at 855-732-5563. But first, I've got one of my favorite people in the world, Dr. Karen Sigmund, Ph.D. She is the president of the American Freedom Alliance, who have a fantastic, fantastic event coming up, their 2022 conference, the Globalist Puppet Masters, Who Are They and Why It Matters. And definitely check that out over at AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. Did I get that right, Karen?
Yes, you did. Well done. Thank you.
I want your opinion on something, because you are, by trade, a teacher. You've honed and taught our future. I got to say something, and I don't want to sound overly dramatic right now, but it seems like there are so many different balls in the air that all seem to simultaneously be falling. You know, first of all, you've got this situation with Russia, and it looks like, according to Putin, they're not going away. Okay, now he's talking about he's going to use nuclear weapons if he has to. We've got this immigration crisis at our border. You've got the economy today. We've got the interest rates are just risen another 75 basis points. You've got the stock market collapsing around us, and we're probably in the third quarter of three straight quarters of a recession. And the problems seem to go on and on and on. Okay, as a teacher, as a mentor, what can you say to the American people right now that their heads are just spinning and they don't know which way to turn or what to have faith in anymore?
I'm sitting here trying not to laugh because it's surreally awful. And as you point out, it's every quarter. Everywhere you turn, and there's actually a saying, oh, good, the enemy's, we've got the enemy right where we want them. They're all around us, you know. And really, they are everywhere. So one upside to that if you're a fighter, I've got a bunch of answers here. If you're a fighter, if you're inclined to fight, you don't really have to think about where to aim. Because no matter where you aim, like if immigration is your thing, join people who are dealing with immigration. If the economy is your thing, join with people dealing with the economy. Whatever it is, there's something for everybody in the constellation of utter lunacy that's happening right now. That said, though, it's utterly overwhelming. It really is. And I, you know, people always say there's never been a time in history like this. Well, but often they're wrong when they say that. I think we're right now because we've got Russia doing, you know, saber rattling. And how much of that is just to see what Biden's going to do? I mean, honestly, the view around the world of America right now is nothing but disdain and mockery and a patheticness. I was at an event in Amsterdam where they were talking. It was about Ukraine and Russia. And what one of the speakers said was, well, the United States, this was in July, the United States, for all practical purposes, has no real government.
Wow.
And that's how it looks. And first, you know, I sat up, but what are you talking about? I said, no argument for me. And sort of what I said about the globalists, we have no representative government. There are people pulling the strings, even in America. It sure isn't Biden, and it's nobody we had any hand in choosing. And look at all the things that are happening without our choosing, like opening the borders. We didn't vote on anybody with a policy of that, you know, but that's what's happening. But kudos to DeSantis and Abbott. I mean, just gigantic kudos for full-on Alinsky making the left live up to the standards that they themselves hold us to.
Yeah, they're doing Sun Tzu tactics. They're fighting the enemy with their own, you know. And I love to see it. And DeSantis is incredible, and Abbott's doing an incredible job. But I think you pointed to something which I want to go back to here, which is that when the enemy is overwhelming you, I mean, this is pure Cloud Piven strategy, isn't it? You know, just have the system collapse.
On a global scale, actually. On a global scale. It's not just, you know, overwhelmed this little system. It's overwhelmed. People in Europe are going to freeze this winter.
Yes. So if the entire grid, the entire structure of the system collapses under its own weight, who is left to rebuild? And according to the powers that be today, it's the left, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, times a million. But it's not even all the left. It's because it's not particular. It's political. But, like, Germany is leftist, and they're going to be suffering. France, Macron, you think France is going to escape it? So they're not. So the left are just so stupid to imagine that they will be the controlling elite. But I've really come to see that the controlling elite is beyond that. It is the World Economic Forum. It is the Club of Rome. And, of course, they are leftists, but these are not elected leftists. So it's outside the realm of politics. It's these puppet masters who are, yes, on the left, are controlling more leftists than not people on the left. And if you look at any country that was deep, deep, deep into totalitarian policies to address COVID, every one of those, everyone was a Klaus Schwab graduate.
Right.
So it's not just that they were on the left. It's that they've bought into this globalism, which is leftism. And let's not forget that, globalism leftism in order to succeed requires no other voice ever. Where for totalitarianism to exist, there cannot be freedom anywhere because that freedom is a threat. So this is why communism was an international movement. And Klaus Schwab, the Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, Agenda 21, all of these things are the same. They're all from the left, and they are all totalitarian. But none of it really has to do with elections. I guess that's the distinction I'm trying to make.
So you're referring to Klaus Schwab, you know, World Economic Forum, and his name is mentioned a lot, these different organizations that exist. But we're now starting to see this in our daily lives, aren't we? I mean, I'm basically I've abandoned social media altogether. I believe that they use our data against us, and they're monitoring you. And so you talk about, you just mentioned that you're not allowed a counterpoint voice. And so it's now starting to percolate into our culture and our society that a one voice mantra is existing, isn't it?
Yes, and look before the election, and Twitter and Facebook and Google, they all took pride.
Mm-hmm.
And they took it as their civic duty to ensure that what happened in 2016, Donald Trump, the nationalist, anti-globalist president, they did not want that to happen again, and they were going to do what it took to prevent that from happening. He, whatever you think about him, he was the bulwark against that. And so they had to ensure that he not prevail. And one of the ways they did that, they shut us down every time we spoke about COVID is nothing and hydroxychloroquine, right? Oh, my God, he's telling everybody to drink aquarium cleaner and how they concealed everything about, right, bleach. But he was right in what he said. They hid everything about Hunter's laptop, which, by the way, plugged for Annan Phelan's great movie, My Son Hunter.
Yeah.
They did everything to conceal the truth. They cannot survive. So, yes, the globalists are the left. The left are globalists, and they are the ones who are pulling the strings. But it's also beyond the politics of it.
Before we go into our last commercial break, and then we're going to come back and talk about these topics in more detail with you again. First of all, where is the conference and the dates and how people can get tickets? And what if they are not near the conference? What can people do?
Yes. So the conference is October 1 and 2 in Torrance. We have an incredible roster of speakers. Each one will have ample time.
Okay.
Steve Bannon is keynoting on Saturday. He's also speaking at the Saturday dinner.
We'll talk about this more after the break, Karen. Sorry to interject. We'll be coming back. AmericanFreedomAlliance.org for tickets. We'll be right back after the break, folks.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Finishing up the second hour here with the delightful and, again, proud to call a good friend, President of the American Freedom Alliance, Dr. Karen Sigmund, Ph.D. And, Karen, before the break, you were about to tell people where they could find how to get tickets to this upcoming event that you're doing, the Globalist Puppet Masters, who they are and why
yes.
it matters.
Yes. So AmericanFreedomAlliance.org has, right on the homepage, we have a description of the event. And then there's a button that you click for tickets and for much more information, detailed bios of all of our speakers. There's a link for reduced rate at the hotel. The conference.
And where is it?
It's at the DoubleTree Hotel in Torrance. And check-in is at 9, and then we serve a buffet breakfast. The conference starts at 10. We have a buffet lunch. We go till 5, and then there's a dinner also on Saturday where Steve Bannon will be keynoting, and then we start again the next morning, same thing, 9 o'clock, breakfast, conference starts at 10. We go through a number of speakers. We'll have a roundtable discussion at the end about what all this means and where do we go from here and how do we fight it, how do we cut those puppet strings. And then we always have a patio reception. So it's always an amazing time. Steve Bannon, as we said, will be there. He'll be there on Saturday. We've got then Ed Dowd, formerly of BlackRock. He's speaking on Sunday. We have Mike Rechtenwald, Patrick Wood, James Lindsay, Alex Newman, an amazing Steve Coughlin, an incredible roster of speakers, Peter Bregan, John Klysik. Who have I left out who's really important? Michael Rechtenwald, who's one of my favorites. Michael O'Fallon. Brilliant people. They may not be big names, just out in the general public, but if you spend a lot of time in this globalist arena, these are the big names.
This is a national audience, so for folks that are not in Southern California that weekend, is there a way for them to be able to see this eventually?
Eventually, yes. We do not live stream,
right. But
we record absolutely everything we do. We put them up on our YouTube channel, but now we're also putting them up on our Rumble channel because we keep getting in YouTube jail.
Yeah.
Rumble, Brighteon, and with that, there's another one. But those are the main ones. Rumble has been where most of our material is. So we have conference playlists. We have them from our last propaganda conference. We're going to have them from this one, too. So never fear. We do this. There's nothing like being in the room with just the energy is astounding. But the content that we have at these conferences is honestly, it's second to none.
One of the topics that I would be really interested in hearing these experts discuss is the fact that there really does absolutely need to be a serious challenge to these government powers. It seems to be that what happened with COVID, I mean, I'll just give you a quick example right now. At the beginning when the lockdown was taking place, and we didn't know what was happening. We were all wiping down our groceries, right? In those first couple of weeks. I mean, you and I were together at an event the night before the lockdown, right?
Yes, we were. Yeah.
And so we really didn't know what was happening. But after the 14 days to flatten the curve, and then we started seeing people rioting in the streets, and they weren't wearing their masks, but that was okay. And the stupid rules that you can walk to your table in a restaurant with a mask on, but as soon as you sit down, you could take it off. We all looked at each other and said, come on. But okay, so what I'm hoping is that when we talk about these puppet masters, you know, why they were allowed to abuse for political reasons and power reasons, ending up brutalizing a whole population here. Now, at the beginning, we had the lockdowns and 50 people a day, okay, 50 people a day were dying. And it was scary. It was scary. But we just saw President Biden, if you watch 60 Minutes, he had an interview last week, and he disclosed while walking in a car conference and sitting in front of the electric car that was actually a Corvette, and it was not electric, but that's another issue.
Right, but it had a battery, so that's
right.
Out.
Okay, yeah. But he stated the pandemic is over. Now, think about this. 300 to 400 people today are dying from COVID related. Most of them have comorbidities. Okay?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
300 to 400 people. In those days, at the beginning, deaths were approaching 50 per day, mostly in New York and nursing homes. Okay?
Yes,
we're going into the winter months right now. What changed? What changed? Is it political? Is it because they don't want to have these deaths on their weight, on their balance sheet when an election is coming up? When 50 people a day, it's all Trump's fault. It's we got to take over the government.
Right. So you're walking down into a very dangerous thing here, which is you're expecting a logic. And they're using numbers as if data were relevant. And that's Dave. They don't matter. The truth doesn't matter. The facts don't matter. Nothing matters. You can tell people there has literally been not one, not a single, zero death of COVID or even cases of COVID contracted by people outside. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. They don't care. Oh, I'd rather be safe. So what happened was, you made the point they don't want to have the deaths on their watch. They don't. And we talked about this when this all happened. Trump didn't. I mean, it was an expedient thing to do those 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But then once the facts came, they should have said, I mean, this is in a normal world, they should have said, my gosh, you know, here's what we noticed. And this is factual. The mean age of death in Italy was 88 with 3 to 4 comorbidities. It's generally among the obese. We have found that vitamin D and zinc work really well as prophylactic. Hydroxychloroquine together with azithromycin work really well in early stages. In 2 weeks, we knew that. So normal media, under normal, a world that's only the way we could imagine it, that's sort of rational, every newscaster would have come on and said, hey, guys, we erred on the side of caution. Not a big deal. This is the story, blah, 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 as you were. You know, let's just kick this thing back into high gear and let's have America be America again. And the rest of the world would have followed suit.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. They didn't. So how did this happen? And I think that's what you're saying. How did they... How
Why the panic then and the calm now? What precisely has changed?
I actually thought that before the State of the Union in January, or I guess it wound up being February, was it even March? That Biden might, his first State of the Union earlier this year, that Biden might, everything was catastrophic. The economy was down. Afghanistan, you know, that humongous humiliation. Other things were happening. I had expected Biden to declare the pandemic over then and to say, to declare victory. All these people died under Trump, but me, Joe Biden, great Fauci, yay, wonderful commander-in-chief of, you know, the pandemic. This is awesome. We did something that Trump couldn't do. So I was sort of expecting something a little bit more flamboyant than this thing. So I do think it has to do with the election. I think that they are just pivoting to green energy, to climate change. You can only have people anxious about one thing at a time. And I think they're going to do a full bore pivot to climate change. Draconian totalitarian means to address climate change.
Well, they certainly are trying. Listen,
years and just exhaustion. COVID exhaustion.
It is. And I got to say, if the president, and I'm just going to put this out there in the universe, if the president is going to declare an end to the pandemic, then you need to end the emergency powers. You need to get an ironclad guarantee that nothing of this sort can ever happen again. You know, because they threw the Bill of Rights out the window. There are people that have lost their jobs. They've been marginalized by our culture and our society. They've been kicked off of social media. I mean, it's just absolutely horrendous. Okay, in our last minute here, we'll get back to your conference, because I want everybody to hear about it. Tell everybody again about the conference. We've got about a minute left, and how they can register and come and see you and these incredible speakers, including Steve Bannon.
Globalist puppet masters. Who they are, what, and why it matters. And in fact, it's also the war on humans. There's no question about that. Go to our website, AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. That has the description of the people, how to get tickets, how, what's happening each day, Saturday, Sunday, the dinner. This is the existential fight. And if you don't think it is, think of any other fight that you think is existential. And I promise you, it's part of this globalist agenda.
Dr. Karen Sigmund, thank you so much for taking your time on a Wednesday night.
Thank you.
And we'll get together real soon. Thank you. Dr. Karen Sigmund, find her at AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. And folks, we'll be back for the third and final hour here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away.